June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, we talked about a lot of things baseball, but we didn't talk about the most important thing baseball yesterday because we wanted to give it plenty of time, all the space that it needed. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers and Jacob freaking DeGrom. Let's go with cut number 10 because Jacob DeGrom was outstanding all night long.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Tipped into the glove of Heim. He holds on. A slider that would have been ball four, but how can you blame Carlson for swinging at that nasty bender?
So,
I've been on a nasty bender before.
Probably less effective than yes. This one last
My
night,
nasty
right?
benders look a little bit different than Jacob DeGrom's at now, this point.
So one of the things I love, so Jacob DeGrom has a no-hitter going into the eighth inning. And it's always a dicey proposition, like how much wear and tear do you want to put on a pitcher's arm with the pitch count and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But it feels like it's exponentially higher with Jacob DeGrom, who, you know, he had been in the midst of a string of 81, 82 pitch outings, but he's given up no hits. He's going into the eighth. He has a like conservative for a pitcher pitch count. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 80, low 80s at the time. It might have actually been high 70s. So he was in a position where if he's effective, you're like, hey, he could pitch the rest of this. And
did you want him to though? Like, where would you have been on that if he was making it through? He was starting to labor a little bit more.
Yeah,
he had some really nice efficient innings.
Yeah.
And then it started to be like, okay, now we're at 17, 18 in an inning
because he was perfect through six, and so that seventh inning. All right, so I would have said no. But then I heard what Jacob DeGrom said, and I think I've retroactively changed my mind, which makes no difference because obviously he didn't get the no-hitter. But did you hear what he said about it? He goes, man, I wanted that one. And he said that he even went to Couser, who I believe got the hit, and he walked up to him or he walked by him, and he was like, dang it, man, I wanted that one. And he said, look, they're major league hitters. Their job is to prevent this from happening. And he goes, I threw a fastball. I think it was a fastball. I asked when I came in. Then I kind of blanked out. But like, I was like, what did I throw out there? And it was a fastball. And so he got it. And so like, just the way he talked about, like, for all the amazing things Jacob DeGrom has done in his career, doesn't have a no-hitter, which is actually really surprising.
And that was shocking to me.
And so he was like, I really wanted it. And so I realized in the grand scheme of what the point of the season is, it was best that it didn't happen. But when you hear him talk about how much he wanted it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he's a competitor. I get it. He's got a warrior spirit. That's exactly what I want from my guys out
there.
For
sure.
I totally understand it. But at the same time, cooler heads have to prevail. All right, let's not get too greedy here.
Okay.
Let's keep the main thing the main thing,
okay.
Jacob.
Well, we
would have won the game.
That's true. So the main thing about this game, outside of, hey, I see an offense, I want to stick with DeGrom for just a minute. So his fastball was sitting in the high 90s. He had a slider that, and this is always a big thing, we've talked about this with Tyler Mahle quite a bit, it was producing repeated swinging strikes.
Yes.
All right. So not only was it a good pitch, but it was also a good pitch that A, would have been in the zone, and B, even in the zone, still forced a swing and a miss. So he gave up one hit to go along with the two walks, dropped his ERA from a 2.24 to a 2.08. But sometimes we've talked about that. Those stats can be deceiving. What are you doing right now? Well, look, he's gotten better every single month. So that is if you don't count the one start he had against Boston when he went five, gave up no runs, and had a zero ERA. I'm going to take that out of the equation because that really messes up my math problem here. Yeah. But in the month of April, 3.21 ERA. Hey, that'll work. It's not totally DeGrom, but that'll work. In May, 2.08 ERA. Now in June, 1.41 ERA. So if there's any concern about him slowing down. It's actually quite the opposite. He seems like he's getting better and he's getting stronger. And we talked with Boach yesterday and he said, hey, we've already talked. Jacob knows the deal. Like, we're going to get to a point where we skip a couple starts. But yes. But he did point out that he feels like it's not so much the innings pitched as it is the pitch count.
Right.
And he feels like they've been pretty conservative. And if you look at it, he had that game against the Yankees where he went past 100. But like, it was a weird anomaly to me because at the end of May, he had 81 pitches in a start. Next start to start off June, 81 pitches. Next start, 81 pitches. Next start, 82 pitches.
Yeah.
I was at that game and I was really disappointed. I thought it was 81 again. And then 84 and last night, 89. So he has been in like a really consistent pitch count area that doesn't feel overly stressful. So hopefully he won't have to miss as much time as like potentially we would think with like not injury, but just resting.
Right, right. And I think that was the plan coming into the season. I think we all knew that at some point they were going to give him a little bit of time off. At some point in the summer, I would expect July would be a good month for that. And then...
Do you kind of not want him to be an all-star then? I know it would only probably be one inning, but like to even ramp it up for that one inning?
Yeah, I would honestly be fine with that because that won't get crazy, but... I was more passionate about him not going the length last night.
Yeah.
The All-Star stuff is what it is, and he's certainly deserving of it. So I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I know one of the things that Jared was talking about last night, too, was coming out of the gates this year, he was, not that he was bad by any means, but he was struggling a little bit more against lefties.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, and you see these lineups, they're trying to just stack lefties on him. Like, how can we gain any sort of edge here? And he's completely changed course on that, and he's been dialed.
Were you kind of hoping then that there would be like a dumb bloop single in the fifth or the sixth or something to end any hope of the perfect game or the no-hitter? Even the perfect game, the no-hitter I get, but the perfect game.
Perfect game's a different story. Perfect game is a little bit of a different story.
So had we not had seventh inning walks, do you think you would have changed your tune? And you're like, well, he's still obviously rocking along. Let's go for it.
Yes, I think for the perfect game,
okay,
that feels like a disrespect to baseball if you're going to not allow that to happen.
Right.
But the no-hitter deal, it's like, hey, let's not get too greedy on this one.
Okay.
It was tough, though. It was tough. I'm like, I'm enjoying it. I'm like, I'm living and dying with every pitch. And at the same time, I'm like, when are we going to get him out of here?
Okay. So
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
It worked out for all parties involved. And for the Rangers, we still have some good and bad news. We'll get to that in a second. Rangers went 4-2 on their road trip to the Heat Dome. I feel like you have kept us up to date on all things Heat Dome. And
it's getting spicy out there.
It really is. How excited do you think Jared is to be in the air-conditioned stadium?
I love that he tweeted out a photo of himself last night where he's he is as sweaty as it. You would think he just played in a game.
Yes, for sure. So 4-2 on the road trip. They're 11-6 in their last 17 games as you reach the midway point of the season. I know we're not to the All-Star game, but never forget. A big chunk of the first half of the season and part of the second half is taken up before the All-Star break. They're 40-41. All right. So quick math puts you at 80-82. That's never going to cut it. So you're obviously going to have to be at a much more blistering pace in the second half of the season. And as much as I want to believe, we've still kind of waited for that sustained like viability. Because even when they rolled through Washington, Minnesota, Chicago. Then you followed it up with a sweep at the hands of the Royals. And you're like, dang it, man. I felt like we just... But they did win the series against the Pirates. They did win the series against Baltimore. And yesterday, an encouraging thing for me was Josh Young. I guess I could have done it more dramatically. You know what? Let's try that more dramatically. All right? Cut 15. Another positive thing from last night is the play of this man.
The 0-2 pitch hit high into the air, pretty deep right field. Carlson going back on this. He turns to look, and it's out of here. Line drive home run to right for Josh Young. It sails over all the bullpen, the tarp people out there in right over the 373 marker for Young, his eighth home run this year. He's driven in all three, and the Rangers are up 3-0.
Look, do I hope that there's a short video in the next couple days called Tarp People?
That's a great call.
And like, they just show somebody like just rising up when the tarp is over them. Yes, I do hope that happens. But that was important for Josh Young, I think, for a variety of reasons. First of all, he got it on an 0-2 pitch with two outs. So, like, that's a disadvantageous situation to begin with. How many games do you think it had been since Josh Young hit a home run?
I actually know the answer to this, and I was jarred.
Jacob, how many games do you think it had been since Josh Young hit a home run?
37.
32! And if we're talking about DeGrom getting better and better and better, Josh Young, he was at a solid, if not spectacular, run in April and May. He has been dreadful in the month of June. 171 batting average, and if you're like, that's an outdated stat, give me the OPS. 472.
Hey, just to be fair, it's not so outdated that 171 can be anything other than that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, maybe every hit you have was a home run, and your OPS is like 812, and you're like, yeah, I don't care then. That's fine.
But you had just presented us the 32-game dong drought that he had been on.
Yeah, exactly. So clearly that was not the case. And probably, and this is probably concerning, and then the fact that he got another hit. He just hasn't been getting on base. So it's not like a Corey Seager deal where we talked about like the hits aren't there. But he's gotten a string of walks, four walks this month as opposed to 19 strikeouts. So he needed this game. Will this be the springboard to something? I don't know, because he had two hits the night before as well. You hope so.
Yes.
But this month of June has perhaps led you to believe that that won't be the case. And here's something I really want people to think about. He has four multi-hit games this month and has a total of 13 hits. So in those multi-hit games, he has 9 hits. In every other game combined this month, he has 4.
That's crazy, man. What a frustrating game.
Yes, exactly. So I would love to tell you Josh Young's going to start rolling in your face, Seattle. Here we come. But I just don't know if that is a fair way to put it.
Do you think Brett Boone just tells him to start aiming for the tarp people moving forward?
It's
like, that's your bullseye.
I would like more discussion about tarp people.
I just want to talk.
Do they live rolled up in the thing? Or I don't know. Now,
their own little village.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're trying to make you smile because I do have some bad news. I was trying to slow play the bad news.
All right.
Wyatt Langford has left side tightness again. He will be examined when the Rangers return to Texas. So obviously that is probably happening like right now. Bochy didn't rule out an IL stint, but he didn't say it was imminent. But this is something that you've seen. He's had a couple of oblique issues already this year.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to see that.
No, you don't. And we were wondering in the G-Bag Nation, like, is at what point do you maybe have too much muscle on your body? Is there a fine line for a guy who has to swing and there's just so much torque, he's tightly wound? I don't know, but we've seen Adolis Garcia go through some of this, but here was the problem: we also saw Nathaniel Lowe last year go through it, so that kind of debunks
things. I'm gonna go with the old wrestling adage: he has muscles in places most people don't even have places. Wow. And so, maybe that's the case. Because look, Wyatt Langford's having a disappointing season.
He sure is.
All right, he's not having a bad season, especially compared to some of the players that we've talked about. But you thought you would see an upward trajectory this year, and even that hasn't been the case. Like, he's been fine this year. He's been somewhat equivalent to last year, although he is down in a few key categories, and he's another person that has struggled the last couple of months. So I don't want to just make it sound like everything else has been going great. Josh Young has been struggling. Wyatt Langford's been struggling for a minute, and he had a really hot start to kind of help propel this offense early.
Yeah. The Langford stuff is, I don't know that it's being talked about enough, honestly.
Because
under 700 OPS, under 630 OPS since April 24th.
Yes.
A
yes.
K percentage of just under 30%.
And I know the logical follow-up is going to be, he's 23. I get that, and I'm not here to argue that. But it's the same thing that we talk about all the time with football. You would love to see some dominant years when you're paying these players very little compared to their actual market value. Like, right. I have no idea. I have no doubt that when Wyatt Langford gets to be a free agent, well, he'll be at the point where you're like, oh my God, we have to pay him so much money. Or at least hopefully, because that means he's been really good. You would love to see the competitive advantage that comes along with getting those players at that level when they're still not making a lot of money.
Yes, this is the time. This is how you capitalize, and this is how you go on epic runs when you're paying pennies on the dollar and getting a great return.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's that time of day. It's time for the Erickson.
Yes, sir. NBA Draft Edition featuring the most surprising draft pick in NBA history. That's next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.